Hello, everyone. We are going to talk about cereal today. It's very important, all in April topic. I get asked. So Chris is just staring at me. You want to say hello to the people? He's like, what are you talking about?
Hello, people.
Hello. Look at his cup. Currently caffeinated. All right. We are going to talk about cereal. And here's why we're going to talk about cereal. Because a lot of you ask me all the time about things that I eat. What do I not eat? Are there no-no foods? All that kind of stuff. I do not have no... If it's a no-no food, it's because Kryn doesn't like the taste of it. It has nothing to do with whether or not it's good or bad. It's only like, does it taste good or not? So I don't have no-no foods. I don't have foods that I only eat at certain times. I just don't create a ton of food rules. If I have a food rule, it's always one that I wanted to institute because it felt really lush and really good to create. So I eat cereal. And for a long time, like I have been loving Fiber One forever. So I don't eat Fiber One because it's healthy or because of any other reason other than I don't know. Like, I liked cereal when I was a kid. I used to like Cocoa Crisp and, Cookie Crisp and, oh my gosh, what's the Cap'n Crunch peanut butter? Peanut butter Cap'n Crunch. That was a big favorite of mine. Even to this day, I will eat those cereals. I may mix them with healthier things, but, like, I am not about to say, like, I couldn't have me some cereal. I just eat everything according to hunger, and I plan it, and I just keep it simple. I swear to all of you, I keep, like, my only rule around food, my only, like, real rule is it has to be easy, it has to be simple, and I have to like it. When I'm thinking in those ways, guess what? I have no reason to need to be like, I'm so fucking frustrated. I'm just gonna eat all this. Like, I don't do that stuff anymore. Now, that's not to say I don't have overeats for other reasons. Like, sometimes I just wanna eat something or whatever. I have limited so much of my reactionary eating, it's unreal. So I only have this like little bitty compartmentalized left of overeating. It's super manageable. It's super easy to do, and I just learn from it. So, going back to cereal, I love the Fiber One. I enjoy the Fiber One. I like the crunch of the Fiber One. I adore the Fiber One. So, it's really easy. Open bag. Get you a bowl. You pour it in about what you learn gets you to your two. I don't measure it. I didn't start measuring it. You know what I do every day? I pay attention at the end. If I notice I'm going over my two, you know what I do the next day? I give myself less. I keep it simple. Pellets. Well, they do look like pellets. I mean, seriously, they do. But I will tell you, much like a rabbit, when it eats its pellets, it goes to the bathroom just like that. So, a very healthy colon here. Thank you very much. The other thing I love is me some granola. So, this is back to nature. I don't have a specific brand. Whatever is available in the store, we get a bag of granola, and I put that in there. So, I mix in some granola. Yet again, me's open the bag. Now, I don't eat as much granola as I do with the Fiber One. It only makes sense. Like, this is going to be more dense in calories. I don't count the calories and stuff. But I'm also not going to like bullshit myself and like, I'd be like saying like, well, you know, I can have pizza or a salad. I wonder which one would make it easier for me to lose weight. Like, I understand, like I can have pizza, but can I eat, like, can I fill a bowl of pizza and be able to do that every single day? Or will I fill most of the bowl with the Fiber One and go with this? So I like Fiber One. I like granola. I pour some granola on top. Notice, yet again, there's not a single measurement happening here. I don't measure shit. Like, I don't like measuring. I don't want to measure. Every now and then I'll have some food in the house that it's easier for me to keep it if I just, like, if I go buy it and then I'll, like, like nuts is one of those things. Like, I'll get a quarter cup and I'll make little individual baggies so that I have to go get the baggie. I do measure a few things like that, but I only do it in one shot. Like, I'm not going to, like, where's my measuring cups? So, here's what the bowl looks like. I got granola on top. The last and the most important part. Well, no, second to last most important part. Pumpkin seeds. I love pumpkin seeds. I like these kind. They are the ones from Kroger. They have salt. So this is a mix of savory and the salty, or and the sweet. So I have pumpkin seeds, and I just sprinkle a few on top. You do not need very many of these. One of the reasons why I like pumpkin seeds is they're wicked healthy. They are packed with protein, but I love chewing food. Like, I just love chewing, and I like something that, honestly, that I get to chew for a little bit. It's just like a sensory thing that I enjoy. So I put about this many on there. Don't put too many pumpkin seeds on there. Otherwise, your mouth will be tired by the end of the meal. Some pumpkin seeds go a long way. So I put those on there. And then I love all things almond milk or cashew milk. So I just get unsweetened almond milk or whatever. Pour that on top. I actually had to get two different cartons because we're running out of this one. And then, in fact, this is a blend of cashew and almond milk because I had a little bit of almond left, and I had cashew in there. And that's it. This is breakfast. So for all of you, if you're wondering, I got up this morning at 5 a.m. I drank some coffee. I worked for a while. I went on a 6-mile walk. It wasn't supposed to be 6, but I had a call with Kathy, and we were supposed to have a call tomorrow, and her internet's out. So I was like, hey, I'm going out for a walk. If you want to like do our call right now, I could do it now, and then we can work on other things tomorrow. So we ended up talking, and then we ended up doing several things we needed to cover. And then I ended up doing my Marco Polos and a lot of different things. I did my Don't Stop Believing call videos that I need to do for the finish and start line for everybody. Hence the reason why I got to my Don't Stop Believing stuff. So I ended up doing 6 miles. Like, by the time I got to where I was going to film the video, I was like, well, I'm doing the 6 miles. I'm doing my race now. So I'll probably do another at least 3 or 6 on race day, just so that all you know. And I got my I Can Do Hard Things hat on, or bandana. But that's what I eat every day. So I got up, I did all that. It's 10, 11 now. I'm just now eating breakfast. I feel pretty good. I just started getting hunger about 30 minutes ago. Had plenty of energy, was just fine. I'll finish this, I'll drink some water, I'll go shower, and then I'll work the rest of the day. So that is the morning ritual. And I eat cereal just about every day right now. Every now and then I'll switch it up, and I'll have like eggs and bacon and mushrooms. Like, we just make like a big dish that it's got Brussels sprouts, mushrooms, onion, peppers, eggs, and bacon, like a big ass scramble. I'll eat a big bowl of that sometimes. And then one of my other favorite breakfasts is Kodiak pancakes. So if I like the chocolate, and I like the chocolate chip. So those are pretty much the 3 breakfasts that I rotate, especially this time of year. And then I do like oatmeal too, but I don't eat oatmeal as often. I used to eat oatmeal all the time, and I think I just ate it for years and years and years and kind of burned myself out on it. So nowadays when I do eat oatmeal, it's typically I make a thing of oatmeal, and I put Greek yogurt in it, a bunch of berries, and a few pumpkin seeds. Stir it all up, and then that's what I eat. So, all right, guys, I hope that was fun today. What's in my control? My schedule. I'm looking forward to it. I'm finishing up the self-sabotage program for next month. I've already connected to a butt ton of people this morning, so I feel like my connection is legit today. I actually have a coaching call today with my coach, so I'll connect there. I will be listening to, I do have a call later this afternoon that's just one that I'll be listening in on. It's a mentoring call for learning how to like do videos and that kind of stuff. And I've already done my walk. So there you go. Y'all have a good Tuesday. Enjoy the day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye, y'all.